Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. As we go through the Lord's Prayer and we look at verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lord Jesus Christ, this is your word, written by your Holy Spirit. Make it clear to us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're looking at the Lord's Prayer, and we'll go through it again. Verse 9 of chapter 6 of Matthew, Matthew 6, verse 9, right down to verse 15. Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. So, in verse 12, it says, And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. God is calling us to forgiveness. We want to be forgiven by heaven. We want our life to be under blessing and not under cursing. We want our life to bring joy to God and to not grieve him. So if we've got a hard and unforgiving heart, that grieves God. God wants us to have a happy, blessed, soft and forgiving heart. He wants us to put on gentleness, meekness and truth. He wants us to put on Christ, not the hard face of this world or the cruelty of the devil. Rather, we're to let go. We're to let go of the grudges and irritations of life. We're not to hold on to the things that annoy us and bug us. Recently, I was at a conference, and the conference was full of rather strong people, and some people were rather pompous, and one person put me down a little bit in public. I had to get that out of my system. I had to go later that evening and pray about it to God. And I had to say, this person put me down in public. This person seemed to delight in putting me down in public, and that hurt. So I was hurt by this person and their attitude. And I could have stayed mad for the whole conference. Instead, I brought it before the Lord and laid it before him in prayer. And it took a little while. It took maybe 15 or 20 minutes of prayer. And then I managed to get that little grudge out of my heart. I managed to get that anger out of my system. We've got to let go of the irritations and anger and frustration of life, because it's easy to build up all those frustrations inside us. If we're going along in life and someone cuts us off on the freeway and the next person's rude to us and we get to work and the photocopier's out of paper and the workload's too high, we keep on building up the irritations and we go home and we explode at the kids or something like that, because we haven't managed to let it go. So we have to forgive. Forgive means let go. Let go of all the junk that's coming into our system, all the static, and just wash it through our system so we have a pure heart. Don't hold on to it. Don't get mad at the politics. Don't get mad at whatever political party you don't vote for. Stop having grudges over the system this and the system that. That's just going to drag you down spiritually. You have to forgive people. You have to forgive the world. You have to forgive yourself and your family members and your cousins, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your grandfather, whoever. You have to let go of all the junk and just drop it in the ocean. Just say, okay, it's not worth carrying this around, because unforgiveness just hurts you. Grudges just hurt you. The people that you're mad at, they just keep on going on through life. They hardly remember that you're mad at them, or some might know that you're mad at them, but staying mad is just dumb. It blocks your prayer life, it makes you unhealthy, it fills you up with stress. There is no need to stay mad. There's no need to stay angry. Now, in the Hebrew language, it's very useful language. It doesn't say, I am angry, it says, I have anger. Now, if you have anger, you can let go of anger. But if you say to yourself, I am angry, that's saying something about who you are and the state that you're in, and so you have to change that. So it's better to use the Hebrew way of talking about emotions. It's better to use the biblical concept and say, I have anger, and so I'm going to let go of my anger. I'm going to forget about that person who humiliated me. I'm going to forget about that person who annoyed me. I'm going to let go of that, and I will forgive them. Not because they're right, not because it was even excusable, but for my own spiritual, mental, and emotional health, I will let go of that issue. Now, sometimes these issues involve money or things over time, and you might lend someone a big chunk of change. You might lend someone $500, and then, oh, gee whiz, they forget to pay you back. And so you have to forgive them their debts to you as God has forgiven your debts to God. And in our life, we've made a lot of mistakes. In spiritual terms, we owe God a lot. We have made a mess of our life at this point or that, somewhere along the line, and we owe God far more than others owe us. Now, there's a parable in Matthew chapter 18 about a servant who owed a huge amount of money, 10,000 talents, and a chap who owed about 3 months' wages, 100 denarii. At 10,000 talents is millions and millions and millions of dollars. A talent was 75 kilograms of gold. So this was an enormous amount. So this is 10,000 by 75. So it's 750,000 kilograms of gold. Tons and tons of gold. That's what this guy owed. It was just for the illustration. And so this enormous amount of money, and the king forgives him. He goes out and starts strangling someone over 100 denarii, which is about $10,000 in today's wages. So we find that the unforgiving servant is later on cast into prison by the furious king who learns about this transgression. And it ends up by saying, and so will God do to you if you do not forgive one another from the heart. And so that is in Matthew 18:35. I'll just flip over there in my Bible here. And verse 35, so shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. So God insists on forgiveness. He says, you'd better do this thing. If you want your prayers answered in the Lord's Prayer, you've got to forgive your brother from your heart. If you don't want to end up in spiritual torment, being punished by God, you've got to forgive one another from the heart. So this is a condition to answered prayer. Letting go of the junk, being spiritually right with God, getting out of all those upset, moody, fearful, bad spirits that you have inside you. I'm not talking about demons now. I'm just talking about a human spirit that's all out of sorts. If you don't fix your attitude towards God and towards other people, then your prayers are not going to be answered. You have to have an attitude of gratitude, of blessing, of mercy, and kindness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. That's right there in the Sermon on the Mount. You will be blessed, you will be prosperous, your life will go well if you are merciful to other people. And what does a merciful person do? They're kind to people who don't deserve kindness. That's what a merciful person is. They have kindness to the poor, the downtrodden, and even to people who make mistakes. A merciful person overlooks another person's mistakes. They're not always going pick, 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 pick. So if you want to be blessed by God, you have to be merciful, you have to be kind, you have to be gracious. And that's going to help you in life. It's going to help you in prayer, and it's going to help you in your spiritual world. So here in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray for forgiveness. It says right here, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. So on a daily basis, we're to ask God for forgiveness. We know that we are not perfect. So each day we should pray, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. We need to go before God with humility, saying, Lord, I'm a saved person, but I still sin. Lord, please forgive me my debts. Forgive me for all the things I fall short on. Forgive me for all the things that I owe heaven, that I owe you, that I owe the glory of God, that I owe Jesus Christ. Forgive me for all the mess that I've made of my life. Forgive me for perhaps not doing my ministry as well as I should have, or treating my wife and friends as well as I should have. Forgive me for my outbursts of temper. Forgive me for this, that, and the other, or times of laziness and all the rest. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for every debt and every cruel and stupid thing we've said, and as we also have forgiven our debtors. And in the middle of that prayer, before we've even finished the Lord's Prayer, We should dump our grudges towards others. When you have a quiet time, you should let go of all your anger towards other people. So it says in, I think, Matthew chapter 5, that before you even come to the altar, we should get rid of all the grudges and difficulties we have with other people. In Matthew 5, if therefore you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go your way, and first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. So in the spiritual life, getting the relationships right first, before you worship, before you pray, or even as you're praying, you run into God's presence and say, oh my goodness, I need forgiveness and I need to reconcile this relationship. I will reconcile it right now. I will get all that junk out of my heart and my mind right now, and I'm not going to hang around in unforgiveness. I'm not going to hang on to this grudge any longer. I'm going to deal with it. So you don't have to say that it's right. You don't have to excuse it. You just have to forgive it. You have to let go of the matter. That's what forgiving means. It means you're not always going back to it, over it, around it and around it. You're not like a dog with a bone. You've let go of that issue and it's no longer an issue for you. Even though it was wrong, even though it was unjust, even though you're still owed that $500, even though that person put you down or humiliated you, you have forgotten all about it. And you're not going to stand on your pride. You're not going to stand on your dignity. You're not going to stand on your own sense of justice like you're the judge of the universe, because you're not. You are not the judge. Only God is the judge. And you are to forgive people. Just as Jesus, when he was being crucified, says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Stephen, as he was being stoned to death, asked God to forgive those who were stoning him to death. So forgiveness has to be a natural spiritual reflex. And it has to just flow from us because Jesus is in us. You can't forgive in your own strength. You can only forgive because Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So cry out to God for the ability to forgive other people. Ask him to make you a sweet, humble, forgiving, patient person who really can forgive. And then as you forgive, as you live in a state of blessedness, as you become soft and meek and humble and kind, God will answer your prayers. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moment. Be blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.